Thanks. My name's Brett. I'm an addict. This is all very weird, microphones and recordings and stuff. Somebody asked me if I was nervous before this started, and I said no, I was anxious, because I thought that sounded weller. But the truth is I'm shitting it now, but we'll see how we go. 15 minutes isn't a huge amount of time, and I certainly don't want to waste it on war stories. My drug taking was as grim and pathetic and useless as most people's drug taking was. In my mind's eye, it was glamorous. It was Scarface. It was bank robberies and throwing people out of helicopters and stories from the jungle. It wasn't really like that. It was kind of around here, begging for little bits of cottons off people, and basically being the scumbag amongst the better off scumbags, and not really having any glamour in it at all. I was pathetic as a junkie, but I kept it together for a long time. I managed to lose everything through my drug taking. I lost contact with my four kids. I lost my career. I lost a lot of my health. Like a lot of people, I have Hep C, which on days like this, when I'm drinking too much coffee and smoking too many cigarettes, doesn't do me a lot of good at all. And I got to a point where there were no exits from where I was. When I open the door to drugs, the door to everything else just slams in my face, and there is no other place for me to go. I first tried to get clean 17 years ago, and have been trying ever since. Right now I've got 2.5 years clean, and this 2.5 years clean is squeaky clean. I've had clean time before, but it didn't squeak. This one squeaks. And this one feels much better. This time around, I've done everything that's been suggested to me, because I've tried it my own way time and time again. I've always looked for an angle. I've always looked for a way in which I can cut a corner and do it my own way, and every time it's completely failed. And this time I just did exactly what was asked of me. It wasn't like it was a mystery, because it had been asked to me for 17 years. I'd just never done it. I did go to 90 meetings in 90 days. 90 meetings in 90 days was quite difficult. I did more than 90 in 90 days, but on one particular day, I couldn't get to an AA meeting, an NA meeting, or any other kind of such meeting. So I went to a very odd fellowship on that particular day, because it was 12 steps, and I was so glad I was a junkie. But at least I went to a 12-step meeting, and that ticked the box as far as my sponsor was concerned. I very quickly got myself a sponsor. The sponsor that I got was a sponsor who was in a treatment center with me 6 years ago. And he'd been very kind to me all the way through that 6 years. And when I relapsed, he was the only one who gave me the time of day when I didn't know what day it was. I kind of thought, he's the guy that I need. He's the guy that I can trust to talk to about this. Because coming back in after 3 years, I had 3 years clean time, not squeaky. And coming back in after relapsing for 4 or 5 months, I was just way, way too embarrassed and too gutted to even think about going to the meetings. And he literally held my hand through each one and guided me through the first week or two of being back in meetings. And to my shock, coming back into the meetings, I was treated incredibly well by everybody. And it did make me realize that in NA, we don't shoot our wounded, which is something that you don't realize until you're wounded and you find out that you're going to be all right. I got service commitments very quickly. I got too many service commitments. And I started to do step work. The step work wasn't too difficult, because I'd done it in a half-assed fashion before. Just this time, I focused much more on doing it to the best of my ability. With my step four, I can't honestly say that I did a searching and fearless moral inventory of myself. It was a pretty good one, but really I could have been more searching and more fearless. I know with all of the steps I've done up until now, I could have worked a little bit harder. I could work harder in all areas of my recovery. I could actually listen to what I'm saying when I read Just for Today in the morning, because I read it as soon as I wake up and it means nothing to me. It's just a jumble of words. And then I'll try and read it again, and then it's just kind of gone. And then I'll go to a meeting, whether it's a Just for Today meeting, and realize that actually I read next Thursday's. I could be a little bit better about Just for Today. I could give myself time in the morning to pray and not just kind of get it done while I'm kind of going to the toilet and cleaning my teeth. But I do pray in the morning. It was suggested to me to do it. I didn't think it was going to work. I had no feelings or inclination towards a God, any God of any sort. But what somebody said to me was that, you know, if you don't believe in God, then no one's listening, so it doesn't really matter. So just do it anyway, because you've been asked to. So I did. And every day I pray. Every day I read my Just for Today. Every day I speak to newcomers. I do service commitments in quite a few different places. I take a step meeting, which is great to take. I do tea, I do literature, I do H&I. I do a whole bunch of different stuff. And what it's made me realize is that the more time I spend on giving away what I've learned in the last 2.5 years, the more it keeps me clean, the stronger it makes me, the better it makes me feel about myself. If I do something for somebody else, it's not so they'll like me. I just do it. And as a result, I end up feeling good about myself. In the work that I do, there's a lot of people who happen to have an interest in the kind of thing that I do. And I go out of my way to help them with it. They come to my house and I encourage them as much as I can. And it's not because I want to get a medal or be a hero. It's because by me giving away what is my profession to people who want to learn it, I get a lot back. I learn a lot more about myself. They ask me questions that I can't answer. And instead of making up some bullshit about what the answer might be, I just say, well, let's go and look it up. Let's try and find out. And I get 16-year-old kids asking me really complicated questions. There's no way I can answer unless I look it up. And then I learn something from doing it. Recovery has taught me how to be a decent human being. Recovery has taught me how to look in the mirror and say, you're not such a bad guy, really. Recovery has given me dignity that was never there before. I never had any dignity. Everything was a scam. Everything was a mask. Everything was a front. Everything was a cover. And if there was any chance you were going to find out what kind of guy I was, that was it for me. It was game over. You couldn't get close enough to find out who I really was. And right now, you can get as close as you want. It's fine. There's nothing that you can find out about me that I haven't shared in a room or I haven't written down in my step work. That gives me a lot of freedom. That gives me the freedom to be in the day, to be in the moment. All the stuff that happened in the past is in the past. It's done. I did all that stuff. I can't say I'm proud of it, but I did it. It's written down. I've spoken about it. I'm in the process of making amends around a lot of it now. And, you know, I don't feel particularly bad about it. It happened. I did it. I'm not responsible for the things that happened to me when I was using, but I am responsible for what happens to me now in my recovery. How my recovery goes is not going to be anybody. I can't blame anybody else if my recovery goes wrong. I can only blame myself. So the more effort I put into it and the more honest, open-minded and willing I am, the better it's going to be for me. Since I got back into recovery this time, a whole range of things have changed. Two of my kids, who I hadn't seen for a very, very long time, came back into my life. My 16-year-old daughter came to live with me for 6 months. She's gone back to America now, but she's coming again in September. I spoke to her earlier. And I have a 13-year-old son who I hadn't seen since he was 3 months old. And his mom stumbled across some of my work on the internet and left a comment, which was really weird. I was looking at the comments on my pictures on the internet, and suddenly it was her name saying, oh, you're taking pictures again, how interesting. And I got that feeling in the pit of my stomach, like, oh no, her, him, that. And I replied, and she asked me how I was. The last time she saw me, I was looking for a vein on a mattress that didn't have any cover on it. You know, that spongy, nasty stuff that gets really hot when you sleep on it. With a pint of cheap wine next to me. And that was the last time she saw me. And now I'm going to go and see him. We've been sending emails back and forth for the past 2 weeks. And now I'm going to go and see him in Pizza Express in Richmond next week. And I'm really excited. It's something that I never expected to happen. My mum's become really ill, and she needs 24-hour care at the moment. I don't want her to leave the house that she lives in, because that's not what she wants. So recovery has put me in a position where I can earn money to pay for her to be taken care of. I can look after my kids, I can look after myself, and I have a lot of space and energy to work with my sponsees, to be a friend to people, to be a son, to be a dad, and to be a human being. I'm part of, to be a respectable member of society, which I never ever thought I'd call myself, or at least be able to imagine saying that in front of a room full of people. I'm a respectable member of society. But I am, today. And as long as I carry on doing what I've been doing for the last 2.5 years, there's no reason why that should change. So, recovery has given me a life, and it's given me hope, and it's taken a scumbag and made a relatively decent human being just for today. And I'm a very happy member of NA, and I'm very grateful to all the people in this room for giving me the strength to get through each day. Thank you.